Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Upper Town Local Syria displays woman faced a judge for the first time this afternoon. In connection with charges, she threw her three-year-old nephew into Lake Michigan at Navy Pier. The judge described the allegations from Monday's incident as wanton cruelty. WBBM Steve Miller reports.
The assistant state's attorney says last week, 34-year-old Victoria Moreno took three children and her family to Navy Pier, and that an 11-year-old girl was so worried she texted other family members with her PIN-marked location. Now, this week, prosecutors say Moreno took her nephew only back to Navy Pier, bought him a Happy Meal, and that when they were at the edge of the pier, she waited until no one was around and then straddled him and with both hands pushed him off the platform and into Lake Michigan, and that she made no attempt to help her nephew as he struggled in the water and told people on the pier she didn't know the boy or what had happened. The judge acknowledged the defense argument that Moreno has mental health issues, but the judge said Moreno is nonetheless a danger to the community. No bail. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And this just into WBBM. The owner of the Chicago Fire soccer team has won a match at City Hall over his plan to build a practice facility on the site of the old Abla public housing project. Less than a half an hour ago, the city council voted 37-11 to give final approval to the sale of the land to the team, owned by Morningstar founder Joe Mansueto. 35th Ward Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa was one of the no votes. He says the city had not made good on promises to replace lost public housing units.
I've spoken with public housing advocates, many of which have been involved in the work to get affordable housing built for decades, many of which are subject matter experts, and they tell me this is not a good deal for the people of the city of Chicago.
Earlier in the day, members of the zoning committee reversed themselves and approved the plan one day after rejecting it.
Before the council meeting, rideshare drivers and supporters rallied outside City Hall, calling for aldermen to pass an ordinance designed to protect their rights.
With cheering Uber and Lyft drivers and supporters around him, driver J.C. Muhammad urged the city council to pass an ordinance to raise their pay, protect their safety, and stop unfair banning of drivers for just one customer complaint.
Any day of the week, the rideshare drivers can be deactivated. And that deactivation can cause them to have a disruption in their finances. It can cause them to have their cars repossessed.
35th Ward Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa was among council members who joined the rally outside City Hall.
We pass an ordinance to take care of the rideshare companies, but where's the ordinance to take care of the rideshare workers?
He says the city has an obligation to do just that. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
There are calls in Kane County for improving safety at the intersection of Randall and Redgate Roads, where a St. Charles North High School graduate was killed in a crash last month. High school senior Ella Roth has spearheaded a petition drive that's gathered thousands of signatures calling for improvements.
I now have 8,000 signatures of people in support of changing this intersection to make it safer. We have support from St. Charles North students and parents, as well as other residents of St. Charles, and even people from outside of our community as well.
Concerns center on traffic signals when making a left turn from Randall onto Redgate.
Chicago police unit that rolled up on the Marshall Square neighborhood last night to check out a man with a gun on West 25th Place found themselves under fire. Police News Affairs says the suspect fired several shots at officers and then dropped his weapon and tried to run away. He was caught. Police did not fire a shot. Police say they recovered a rifle with a detachable magazine.
Some geologists are drilling in Kane County today to unearth remnants of regional glaciers. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the story.
Just below the surface of a field in Geneva lies a pocket of soil with sediment dating back to the Ice Age.
So we're looking at history. The deeper we go, the older the sediments are.
Dan Kelleher is the president of Midwest Geosciences Group, which brought together 50 geologists from across the country to drill into the ground near the intersection of Route 38 and Kirk Road. It's part of a continuing education course that teaches geologists about glacial deposits dating back roughly 26,000 years.
So we expect to see lake sediment and river sediment buried at certain depths, And that has a role to play in our geologic, our engineering, and environmental work.
In addition to professional development, Kelleher says they plan to publish their findings so the public will have access to it. That's the story from Geneva.
Police in Joliet say they've discovered that more than 24 people already charged with gun or drug crimes are now also suspected of fraudulently obtaining COVID-19 relief aid.
Joliet Police Sergeant Dwayne English explains how a team of federal and local investigators found out that 23 men and 2 women had posed as owners of fake businesses to receive payroll protection program loans.
Through the investigation, our detectives cross-referenced individuals who had open weapons and drug cases in Joliet and noticed that these individuals also were suspected of fraudulently obtaining these funds.
English says in some cases, people being held in the Will County Jail on gun or drug charges were released after using PPP money to post bond. English says at the time the PPP fraud charges were announced, 15 of the suspects were in custody, while the other 10 were at large. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are still searching for the person who shot an off-duty Chicago police officer in the face yesterday during a road rage incident on North Elston. The officer is recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. News Affairs says police caught the vehicle used in their shooting on West Lawrence, where the driver rammed 2 police squad cars and got away. An officer fired at the vehicle. No one was hit. The dark SUV was found unoccupied on 5800 North Drake by NIU.
An affordable housing apartment complex on Chicago's Near West Side that was saved from foreclosure decades ago finally has a new owner.
The Jonathan Rose Companies bought the Barbara Jean Wright Court Apartments near 14th and Morgan from the Chicago Community Development Corporation for $17.5 million. Brandon Kearse, Managing Director of Acquisition Rehabilitation, says Rose will spend another $46 million on renovations.
What we're very excited about is the work to allow all the residents to stay in newly renovated housing in this area without increasing their rent burden.
Senior project manager Corintha Walsh says she's been working with the tenant council on changes to the 272-unit, 11.5-acre site.
They're really looking forward to us newly landscaping the property, installing grills and other spaces that they can use.
Financing was provided with help from federal, state, and city governments. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.